May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel. This is Spiritual Cures. I would like to mention one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, if I give up all my arad and vazaif and devote all of my time reciting salat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon this the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, this will be sufficient to remove your worries and your sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you, Adil bhai? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. How are you?
MashaAllah, looking nice and...
Alhamdulillah.
Shining, should I say. Gleaming, MashaAllah. Ji, are you ready for the year?
Labbaik, Aisab, inshaAllah.
So start firing away.
Labbaik.
Ji, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My question is, what should be recited if one is bitten by an animal, or it could be even by an insect, anything could be bitten. Maybe a wasp might bite you, you know, for example, depending on where you are across the globe. For example, if you're Pakistan, where, for example, mosquito bite, etc. So whatever a creature, animal, etc., one could be bitten by, what could be read to relieve that? Because even if it's, even the wasp or the bumblebee is quite large. The mosquito is even smaller. But once somebody is stung or bitten by something like this, then it is itchy or it is painful. Especially whether you're a child or you're an adult or an elder, I think nobody's immune. We all feel pain or discomfort, you can say, as well. Since we're talking about Pakistan and mosquito, this might be good for some of the viewers. So if something, you're bitten by something.
Break.
Don't forget our segment, which is in only a couple of minutes time, inshallah, the spiritual cure of today. Inshallah. But that a bit later. I'll just mention another question we've received in the form of a message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to request a spiritual cure for hemorrhoids, please. Thank you for getting rid of this issue. Hemorrhoids, bawasir. Inshallah. So, inshallah, may Allah cure you from this illness, this problem. Inshallah, Adil bhai will give us something in regards to this as well. Inshallah,
inshallah.
I've just received, mashallah, our Afa Saab. Those of you can remember who used to watch, who's been watching the program for a while. Our Afa Saab used to join us in the studio. Mashallah, I've received a message from Afa Saab. Afa Saab, I hope this isn't for yourself, but if it is, then inshallah, do act upon the spiritual cure which Adil bhai will give, and may Allah grant you relief from this pain. I know it's quite deadly. I remember when I was a lot younger, I used to suffer from a lot of tooth pain. So Abu Sahab have requested a vazifa for tooth pain, Adil bhai. So if you can have a vazifa for tooth pain when you're ready. But I think we're almost on the time for the
vazifa.
So, yeah, for the vazifa. So I think might need to wait. I'll just write this down. So tooth pain. So it's now time for the segment of the day, which is today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Spiritual Cure. And today's Spiritual Cure is Cure from Illness. It's very beautiful, Wazifa. Just keep listening and try to obviously take a picture as well if you can, or write it down. Inshallah Zawajal, it will be worth it for you. I'll mention Inshallah Zawajal to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 100 times for a duration of 3 days with full hearted. Meaning with the full hearted, when you're going to read a recite it, and then perform of them blowing upon any pain or illness will inshallah zawajal result in a relief from that pain or illness. Meaning you're just going to read it 100 times Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 days only, and then blow it on the ill person, or if you are ill, then blow it on yourself inshallah zawajal. With that you will get cured. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful spiritual cure for today. Generally, a lot of people, you know, start to get ill. So here, this particular spiritual cure that Adiba has mentioned in regards to illness as well as pain. So illness and pain. And normally when you're ill, you do have pain. Sometimes you can have pain without illness. But when you're ill, pain comes with
pain
it
comes
for
with
free.
It.
Adil bhai, for 3 days, 100 times a day, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Such an easy wazifa, and then perform them upon either the person who's ill, perform them upon him, or if there's pain in any particular part of the body, then you'll perform them upon that pain, and inshallah, you'll be relieved. And with full presence of heart, yani dil ko hazir rakke, so have your presence of heart. And then, you know, so put your mind and heart and towards this wazifa, and also have yaqeen, have belief in it as well, that, you know, inshallah azawajal, with this, because Bismillah Sharif is also mentioned in some narrations of being, you know, Ismi Azam as well. So very powerful wazifa. So do take note of this. You can also pass it on to friends and relatives. A message for a request for istikhara. I've been told not to mention the name, so inshallah we won't mention the name, but a brother has requested an istikhara. Just in general, he wants to know that, you know, if anything is you know, affecting him in any way, you know, evil eye or anything like that. It's good to get a general istikhara every now and again, just to make sure, you know, like we do a health check. You know, in general, you just go to the, there's nothing wrong with you. You just go to the doctor. It's been a while
to check.
And, you know, you just get yourself checked out. Everything's functioning well. So there's no harm in also getting a general istikhara done. In general, making sure everything is okay. Because remember that, you know, even if somebody is inflicted, I was looking at something today in regards to evil eye. And evil eye is, sometimes, you know, somebody is affected with evil eye, but, the effects are very minor, that a person, you know, a general person who's quite strong, he doesn't see or think much of it, and you know, it's still there. But with it being there and not being removed, then it, you know, it deteriorates, it gets worse, and then it, you know, it can make somebody you know, very poorly. So it's something, you know, to remove. It's like when somebody's just got a light cold, it's good that he takes precautions and, you know, removes that cold rather than it getting, you know, severe, and then he gets, you know, very ill, and then he's bedbound. So it's good to, you know, it's good practice to do this. So inshallah, we'll do the istikhara for you and let you know if there's any issues, inshallah. Adil, are you ready to give?
Inshallah, regarding animal bitten, obviously, may Allah protect you from any type of animals bitten or animals danger, protect you from them. This blessed ayah is a proven remedy for every sort of animal bit. Recite it 11 times and perform them on the bitten area. So I'll mention the ayat inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun. So recite this ayah and blow on the bitten area inshallah. With that, hopefully, any bitten effect will get cured inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Yes, but the other person was regarding hemorrhoids. That's common as well. May Allah protect them from these type of illness. I'll mention the one remedy, inshallah, one spiritual cure. Hopefully with that, inshallah, any person who have these type of illness will get cured, inshallah.
Sure.
For every type of hemorrhoids, whatever bleeding external or a non-bleeding internal, offer 2 rakat of salah, recite Surah Al-Nashrah in the first rakah and Surah Fil in the second. After Surah Al-Fatiha, after the salah, invoke the following latin 70 times. Try to memorize it. If not, then just write it down. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. So this is, you can recite it and do this for a few days, inshallah, the hemorrhoids will be cured. So keep reciting it until obviously you get cured. A few days, hopefully you will get cured, inshallah.
So you need to recite 2 units of salah.
Ji.
Is there any fixed time for this?
I suppose, non-mukram.
Non-disliked time. So non-makruh time. So non-disliked, non-makruh time, 2 units of salah. In the first unit, in the first rak'at, after Surah Fatiha, you'll recite Surah Al-Nashrah. Okay? And then in the second unit, in the second rak'at, after Surah Fatiha, then you will recite Surah Fil. You'll complete the 2 units of salah. So once you have given salam, then you will recite this particular wazifa 70 times, which Adil Bhai has mentioned. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. And you'll need to do this for a few days, and inshallah azza wa jal, one will be relieved, one will be cured, inshallah azza wa jal. MashaAllah. Beautiful wazifa there. The technical team, if we can have one call, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm speaking from Manchester, UK. I have one question. I've got a back pain. It's almost more than 1 year. And is there any wazifa to get relief from this? Jazakallah khair.
Ameen.
Walaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May Allah cure you from this back pain. So the brother who's called in, been suffering from back pain approximately 1 year. So if you can have something for this. Can we have another call, a second call, please?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Some people struggle with severe anger. I wanted to ask, is there any wazifa or ruhani ilaj that they can do or somebody else can do so that they can control their anger? Jazakallahu khair.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So brother has called in requesting a spiritual cure, a wazifa to control anger. Subhanallah. I'd like to take the opportunity here to mention that Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may Allah preserve him. Now, if you've got a Maktabatul Madina in your locality, then there's a booklet that I will definitely recommend, Cure for Anger. In English, Cure for Anger, Ghusse ka Ilaj in Urdu, if you're an Urdu reader. And if you've got a Maktabatul Madina bookshop, Dawat Islami's bookshop in your locality, then I will definitely recommend that you get this booklet. Have a read. And there's also some methods, you can say, or some, you know, techniques, or and also maybe some spiritual cures also mentioned in there, how to control one's anger. So I'll definitely recommend that you get this booklet. And if for any reason you're living where there isn't Maktabatul Madina in your locality, not to worry, because you can just tap in to the Dawat Islami website and go to the book section, and you can download this booklet completely free, and it won't cost you a single penny. So I'll definitely recommend that, and inshallah Adil Bhai will also give us a wazifa in regards to this as well, inshallah. Won't you, Adil Bhai?
Inshallah.
The first istikhara request that we received from the brother, the istikhara has been performed. The istikhara reply has come back as an indication of azmaish, an indication of test. There's no evil eye. Nobody's done anything. Not to worry. Everything is fine. Remember when we say that azmaish or test, nobody has put that test upon you. The test is from our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you might be thinking, okay, then what can I do to remove this test? Or this test can come to an end soon. Charity removes problems and difficulties. Do try and give whatever amount of charity which you can. It doesn't have to be the lie, the amount doesn't count. It's, you know, from the heart and how sincere you are with your giving. So the sincerity counts. It could be a small amount, which can go a long way. So try to give charity, inshallah. This will also help make dua. Dua is the power of a believer. Inshallah, your duas are accepted, and inshallah, this will come to an end. If you have a Ruhani Ilaj stall in your locality, then, you know, go there as well, which won't cost you anything. And you can also get a vazifa and also get an amulet, a taweez, from them to either keep or to wear. And inshallah, this will also, if Allah wills, bring this azmaish to an end as well, inshallah. I'll read another message which I've got here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please could you give me a spiritual cure to strengthen my memory?
Labbaik.
May Allah reward you. Inshallah. May Allah give us strong memories. Maybe this person is a student. He might be, could be even a student of Jamiat al-Madina. Inshallah, as well, if you can have a spiritual cure to strengthen the memory.
Inshallah.
Adil bhai, please. If I can just mention another message, and then I'll let you, if you're ready, then you can start giving these spiritual cures. The message was in regards to an istikhara request for somebody's children, Bilal and Aisha. They want to know, whether they're affected with evil eye. Inshallah, they will perform the istikhara, and we'll get back to you, inshallah, azawajal, in regards to the reply or the indication that was received in the istikhara, inshallah.
We have a recorded call which is mentioned that they have a back pain for quite a long time. I'll mention the one spiritual cure, inshallah, azawajal. Hopefully with that, inshallah, your back pain will get cured, inshallah, azawajal. After Salah, recite the ayah 7 times and perform them on both hands. Then rub the hands on the area of a pain. The pain will get cured, inshallah. With that, ayah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Law anzalna hadhal Qur'ana ala jabalil lara'aytahu khashiyam mutasaddiyam min khashiyatillah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So this ayah, just recite Durood e Pak before and after with Bismillah Sharif. Blow it on the hand and rub it on your pain area. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, your back pain will get cured. I'm going to suggest to get tawizat as well. Nearest the basta, nearest stall, tawizat. Speak with them. They will, inshallah, azawajal, give you the dam dori as well. With that, inshallah, Zawajal, your back pain will get cured. Regarding anger, I suppose Islam brothers recorded call anger. Whenever you feel angry, just recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Or you can recite A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. And on left shoulder, just spit it 3 times. Hopefully with that, inshallah, Zawajal, you will get cured. Or third one, you can make a wuzu. With that, inshallah, azawajal, your anger will get cured as well.
Inshallah. I was going to mention regarding the string for the, because a lot of people are aware in regards to the strings for the joints.
Dories. So, yes.
They have them on the wrists or on the ankles.
On the ankles.
But in regards to back pain, because back is something which isn't apparent. You know, these wrists are apparent, and you can see, so you know that somebody's got these on. The back, because it's not apparent. A lot of people aren't aware, but alhamdulillah, I can say for certain, I could put both hands up and I can say that the string for the back is brilliant, and it works as well as the ones for the wrists. I've probably mentioned several times in regards to the ones for the wrists, in regards to arthritis type pains and etc. or any other sort of pains. Now the back one, going back some years when I was involved in an accident, and I used to suffer from very severe back pain, and especially when it came to winter, because it's cold, the pain used to return. Even though I was like relieved, and quite a long time went by from the accident, and I was better, I was mobile, etc. Mm-hmm. But when it come on to winter, the pain used to come back.
Allah.
And so I was wearing the string around my waist for some time, Alhamdulillah, the last time, I can't remember, it's been so long since I've removed it that I can't even remember when I removed it. So it's been a long time, but Alhamdulillah, it pulled the pain away and I don't feel, even in winter now, I don't, very rarely, you know, I might feel, maybe I might have done something, sometimes, you know, you make the odd move and, you know, and you sort of like tickled a bone, which you shouldn't have done, sort of thing. You know, generally, I'm, Alhamdulillah, summa Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. So if you are like this caller who sent in, suffering from back pain, it's been a year, or any other viewer of Madin Channel, you know, our elderly mothers at home, our you know, our fathers at home, anybody who's suffering from any type of back pain, don't worry, don't suffer in silence. Do get your children, or you know, if you can't go yourself, to go and visit one of the nearest Ruhani Ilaj stalls and get one of these dumb strings for back pain. Inshallah, if Allah wills, you will also see its benefits and you will, inshallah, be relieved.
Subhanallah. Yes, I'll mention regarding memory. If the parents are listening, that just listen very carefully for your kids, or if somebody's doing a study and obviously they seem to think that their memory is not strong enough, just listen very carefully, inshallah, with that your memory will get stronger, inshallah. Before studying religious books or Islamic lessons, recite the dua given below with the salat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once before and once after. That's obviously Alhamdulillah wa Amir Ahle Sunnat written in every single booklet. Whenever you open the book, you're going to see it on the front pages written this one. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. This is the mention over there in the book. So you can memorize it from there and keep reciting whenever you try to read or do study, inshallah. So your memory will get stronger.
Well, I'll mention another question, another message that we received then. And then I'll get that out, inshallah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a wazifa or a spiritual cure to protect my belongings and wealth? Inshallah, Adilbai will give us something to protect our assets, our wealth, our belongings.
Inshallah.
You mentioned this,
inshallah. I'll mention this one. Dear viewers of Madrin Channels, listen very carefully this wazifa as well. Yes, somebody is asking the question, but anybody can need any time. Sometime, obviously, we put things away and we forgot. Or sometime we're scared that somebody's going to come and snatch and take away. So this wazifa is very powerful, inshallah. If you keep doing that, hopefully with that, your wealth and you will be protected as well, inshallah. Keep Surah Tawbah amongst your belongings. Surah Tawbah, just written one. So wherever is your belongings, wherever is your money, gold, or anything in the house or in the office, just keep Surah Tawbah in there. Inshallah, will remain secured from burglary or any type of looseness. So you're not going to lose, inshallah, with that. Just written Surah Tawbah, put it in the place wherever you have your belongings.
Subhanallah. Gee, I didn't want to mention it because I knew the verse, but I wasn't sure how many times. So I wanted it in front of me before I actually mentioned it. Gee, so spiritual cure in regards to tooth pain. So anybody who's suffering from any, whether it's the teeth or whether it's the molars, any toothache, then simply recite this verse of Surah Yasin. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Three times, you know, durushib before and after. Perform them upon your finger and then rub upon the area of pain. So whichever tooth is in pain or whichever mala is in pain, inshallah, azawajal, the pain will go away. The pain will be relieved, inshallah, in regards to tooth pain. And I was saying I'll mention a home remedy in regards to this as well. It's mentioned that if you mix soda with apple juice and rub upon the gums as well, inshallah, this is also relieve pain as well. Mm-hmm. There was another one in regards to salt, and I was wanting to mention that one, but I thought maybe a person, you know, you know, it suffers from maybe blood pressure, etc. So then the salt one wouldn't be good. But remember, any home remedy that you're going to try, even the spiritual cures that we mentioned as well, if you're ill or going through some you know, some illness, etc., and you are prescribed any medication by a doctor, then continue your medication and also do the spiritual cure. It doesn't mean that we've given you a spiritual cure, so you're going to stop your medication and, you know, only do the spiritual cure. Continue with your medication as your doctor has prescribed, and also do the spiritual cure as well, inshallah, if Allah wills. Maybe the means of cure is written through the spiritual cures, you know, and not the medicine. But continue the medicine. But any home remedy, and alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah have wrote a complete book in regards to this, named Ghareelu Ilaj. But they do mention that whenever you're going to do any home remedy, by all means do it, but do consult your doctor just in case there's something that needs to be done which could have some side effect in relation to the illness or problem that you are actually occurring. Or because, remember that the medication that we take, that's given, we don't know about all the ingredients, and there could be some kind of conflict with whatever that you're going to use in the home remedy and something that's in the ingredient of the medicine. So it's always advisable that you do consult your doctor before you do any type of home remedy. Ji, can we have another call, please?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a wazifa for weak eyesight? Jazakillah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Weak eyesight. Madani Munni, they're requesting for weak eyesight. I'm sure her eyesight, or maybe her eyesight isn't weak, but I was going to say that I don't think her eyesight is going to be weak. And she's probably asking for an elder family member.
Someone.
But then I stopped there and I almost swallowed my own words, you can say, in a sense, because nowadays the amount of TV and computer and mobile phone usage, a lot of youngsters, in fact, comparing, if I go back to when we were little, comparing to that, the youngsters nowadays, you see many with glasses, they're already wearing glasses, whereas, you know, we got quite old and we still weren't wearing glasses. So yeah, in comparison, because of the technology and advancement, etc., I think eyesight has become weak of the younger. So can we have the last call as well then, so we can, Adil Bhai can wrap it up then, inshallah.
Quickly.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Ibrar from UK. I just want to know if there's any special cures for headaches. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Ibrar bhai has got a headache. Maybe he's had a long day at work today and he's suffering from a headache. May Allah Jal relieve your headache. Put your feet, you're probably at home now after work and he's got his feet up and he's you know, the days, he's felt the day's work and he's got a headache. So if you can, special care for our Ibrahim bhai as well, please.
Regarding eyesight, Aisab, I'll mention inshallah very quickly. If someone have an eyesight problem, then if someone's eyesight has become a weaken, then recite 41 times, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, Ya Shakuru, blow in the water and rub the water on the eyes, inshallah. With that, your eyesight will be get better, inshallah. So regarding headache, I'll mention quickly this one as well. Write it down, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, on the piece of paper and make an amulet and put it on your head wherever you have a pain. Inshallah, with that, your pain will get cured. Inshallah.
You can use this whenever the head pain comes.
Whenever.
SubhanAllah. That, unfortunately, that does bring us to the end of the program. Quickly, we'll do dua and then we'll wrap up. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, those viewers of Madin Channel who are watching, if anybody is ill at home, going through any trouble, any problems, Ya Allah, cure their illnesses, remove their problems, any difficulties they're facing, remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. If anybody is struggling, remove their struggles. People who have called in, sent in messages, remove their problems, remove their illnesses, and grant us all death with iman in the beautiful city of Medina. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi haqqi la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, time gone very quick and we have come to the end of the program. Do join us same time, same place next week only on Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.